Welcome to How Now, the podcast where we talk about how to live in the now. And here's your host, Kim Martin Raymond.
Peace, love, and light, and welcome to this edition of the How Now podcast, where we talk about how to live in the now. I am your host, Kim Martin Raymond, and I'm a minister, spiritual life coach, holistic nutritionist, author, and founder of Redefining You, LLC, where I help my clients to realign themselves, mind, body, and spirit. And welcome to this season 4 of the How Now podcast. We've been kicking it since December 2020, and we are here in 2024, happy to be a part of your lives for yet another year. Excited to be here, and if this is your first time joining us, welcome to the How Now family. Be sure to go to www.hownowpodcast.com, pick your favorite podcast platform, and be sure to like, follow, share, and subscribe. You can also scroll to the bottom of the page and you'll see the banner for this week's show. And when you click on it, it will take you to the How Now YouTube channel. Make sure you shop around there, look and see what's going on. Check out the playlist that we have available and make sure that you like, follow, share, and subscribe there as well. Again, that's www.hownowpodcast.com. Okay, so let's get into tonight's show. Last week, we talked about creating toolboxes. And we talked about your spiritual toolbox. Well, tonight we're going to be talking about your physical toolbox. Okay. The one thing that I have as a mantra for this year, 2024, is rehabilitation and restoration. And that's important when we're talking about our wellness journey. And just like when we talk about houses or things that need to be rehabilitated or restored, we want to first take a look at them, see what needs to be done. And then what we want to do from that point is we want to see what tools are necessary, what things are needed, what supplies are needed, what investment needs to be made in order for us to be able to restore and rehabilitate what needs to be restored and rehabilitated. And so we think about our own personal lives. What are some things that we are seeking to do in our own lives? And we'll see that there are going to be different tools that are needed for different aspects of what it is that we're trying to rehabilitate or restore. Okay. And so last week we talked about spiritual toolboxes and the things that we needed for that. And we talked about things like your Bible or some form of spiritual scripture or things that you can refer to. We talked about having a journal so that we can write things down. You know, we talked about being able to, you know, have someone who we can speak to as a mentor or somebody or something that we can listen to or refer to that will help to strengthen what it is that we're doing there. You know, and we think about our, you know, I think about the Bible. I think about it being our daily bread. So it's something that when we are spiritually hungry, it's something that we can refer to. So it's finding things to put into your spiritual toolbox that you can reach into when you need it, okay? And the same holds true for our spiritual and for our physical toolbox, okay? I have my handy toolbox here with me again, same one that I had from last week. And this is just a visual, just for us to see that there are things that, you know, we're going to identify with that can go into our toolbox. So this toolbox is going to be our physical toolbox. And we're going to talk about things that we can put into that physical toolbox that are going to help us when we have issues dealing with our physical bodies. Okay, so let's jump into that. Okay, this is something that is near and dear to my heart, just like my spiritual one is as a minister. There are things that I have in my spiritual toolbox, but also as a person who in the last 2 years has lost 64 pounds, I have things that go into my physical toolbox because there's always a chance that, you know, my weight will fluctuate. And that's something that's going to be common. So what are some things that I can put into my physical toolbox that are going to assist me with being able to get back on track? And so let's talk about some basic things first that we can put into our physical toolbox. Okay, one thing that we can put in there, and it's something that was common to our spiritual toolbox, is your journal. Write down some things that are going through your mind. What are some things that you're seeking to do? What is your why behind doing something about your physical body or your physical appearance? What is it that you're concerned with? Write it down, because the biggest part of being able to restore and rehabilitate yourself is to be able to acknowledge that something needs to change, or that that you need help with something. And that's one thing that I want to say before we move forward, is that even though we're putting things into our toolboxes and we may have the tools that we need, sometimes we can have those tools and we're not quite sure how to use them. Okay. And it requires us to be able to ask for help. Or we may need a mentor, or we may need a coach. We may need a little assistance in being able to master those tools that we have in our toolbox. So we want to definitely keep that in mind. Just like you may have a tire iron and your spare tire and the things that you need in your car, if something should happen to your car, it doesn't always mean that you know how to use those things. So you have them, but you may not know how to use them. So it's important to make sure that you ask for help if you need it, but you have some of the things that you need to help along the way, or to at least get you started. Okay, so let's get back to our physical toolbox. We want to have a journal in there, something that we can write down. Why? We want to be able to write down, because when we write it down, it becomes real to us. We can see it. It becomes tangible. Okay, I see that this is something that I want to work on. Okay, and sometimes it may be more than one thing. And so we don't get to a place of overwhelm. We want to have those things listed and maybe then say, okay, this is the one thing that I want to address. This is the one thing that I want to do. Okay, and I'll use myself as an example. When it came to the physical for me, everything was going fine. And then all of a sudden, it wasn't. I got to a point where I just was sick and tired of feeling sick and tired. I started not feeling well. I didn't feel a sense of wellness. And then, I started falling asleep at the wheel when I was driving home from work. That became a concern. I was always lethargic and tired. And I was like, what is going on? Something is going on with my body. And I need to, do something about this, because it's no longer comfortable. I'm no longer comfortable in my own skin. And so I began to write things down, things that I noticed, things that were bothering me, and then that way I could start to say, okay, this is where I need to start first, or this is something that I want to address first, or this is something that I want to research first. And we'll talk about the researching part and the importance of that when we talk about our mental toolbox for next week. Okay, so in this spiritual tool, I mean, in this physical toolbox, again, you want to have a journal. You want to be able to write things down so that way you are acknowledging that these are the things that I need to do, or these are the things that I want to research. These are the things I want to know a little bit more about, so that way I can begin on my wellness journey. Okay, so you can write those things down. That's something that's important. Okay, you also want to have in your physical toolbox, you want to have a scale. And that's not something that, and the type of scale, let me be specific here. I have a scale. I'm not slave to the scale and the numbers that are on it, but I have a scale that also measures your visceral fat, your subcutaneous fat, the different, because then there are two different fats that are found in the body, those that go around our major organs and those that are right under the surface of our skin, and it records some of those items as well. Because sometimes it's not just the number on the scale, but it's the type of weight that you have. Is it muscle or is it fat? And that's something that is measured with the scale too. So you want to have a scale that may measure things like that, or that may go a little deeper, or you may want to go to a specialist that may, be able to give you those numbers if it's not something that is a scale that you're comfortable with, or that you understand how to diagnose what it means. They actually have centers that you can go to that will diagnose those numbers for you, or assess those numbers for you, and be able to sit down and talk you through that. Okay. So you want to have a skill. You also want to have something, and this is something that I was able to physically put in my little toolbox here. You may want to have a tape measure. Okay. Because sometimes it's not just about the numbers on the scale. You may not see pounds lost, but you may see inches lost. So it's important to know where you're starting. In order to know where you're going, you got to know where you're at. And so you may want to have a tape measure to be able to measure around your arms and your legs. That way you can see progress. That's something that's important because when you get to a point where you're feeling like, oh, nothing's happening, the scale is standing still, I'm feeling defeated, you may want to whip out your tape measure and be able to measure certain parts and say, oh, well, wow, guess what? I lost a half an inch. I didn't see the scale move, but I saw a half an inch in my arm, or I saw a half an inch or an inch in my legs or around my waist. Those are things that are important. Those are things that can help, when you're feeling discouraged. You may see things like that. You want to have a camera so you can take pictures. Okay. The one thing that's beautiful about Google is it will always put up those memories, right? And those memories will show you pictures of what you look like, because the only person that you're in competition with when it comes to your physical appearance or things that are going on with your body is you. Because our bodies and our structure, the structure of our body and our genes and all those things play a part in how we look. We may be the same weight as somebody else, but it may be distributed differently. So we can't compare ourselves to that person. We may be the same height. Again, we may carry it differently. So it's important that we take pictures so that we can go back and refer to our own selves and not somebody else's results when it comes to our physical appearance and the progress that we're making. So you want to have a little camera. You want to have a smartwatch, some type of watch that may help you with being able to monitor your steps or your heart rate or things of that nature to see if you're making progress there. Okay? You want to also have some type of program like MyFitnessPal or another program that tracks the food that you're eating. Because sometimes when we get discouraged, we may be able to refer back to what we were eating and when we were actually, losing weight, what were we eating during that time? And we can go back and refer to that. So when we're feeling discouraged and saying, well, what was I doing when I lost 5 pounds? Or what was I doing? How was I eating then? And you can go back and compare. Are you eating enough? Are you eating too little? Are you eating too much? You want to be able to have ways of recording those things. And these are going to be important because, as you're going through your wellness journey, especially when it comes to any type of weight loss, you're going to get discouraged at times. Okay? And you want to be able to have things to go back and refer to. I can go back and look at the pictures and say, well, I'm not anywhere where I was. And then if I feel like, oh my goodness, I feel like I'm plateauing, then what I can do is turn around and look at what I was doing before when things were moving, or see how many calories I was taking in and say, am I still in a caloric deficit? And if I'm not, what do I need to do to move down? You have to have a point of reference. You have to be able to see where you were in order to know where you're going. Okay? Those are things that are important. And another thing that you want to put into your toolbox, and this one is something serious that I didn't consider, is make sure that you set aside a little financial, little nest egg for being able to fund your wardrobe. I remember losing when I got to the 50-pound mark. I had lost 50 pounds, and I'm sitting here saying, oh, I can just put a belt on my clothes and they're going to fit. The clothes were falling off of me. And I had not considered that, what am I going to wear? And how am I going to start replacing my wardrobe? My shoes. My feet were not as wide, so my shoes were not fitting properly. I can't walk around with ill-fitting shoes. I do trainings. I stand in front of people, and I couldn't be in front of people with my clothes falling off of me and my shoes sliding off my feet as I'm walking. So I had to make sure that I was able to fund my success. And that spoke volumes because I never considered it because I never thought that I would be able to lose the weight. And when I did, I was like, uh-oh, now what am I supposed to do? How am I supposed to do that? And so think about those things. There are things that you have to think about as you're going through your wellness journey, and things that are going to help you is when I get here, this is what I'm going to need to do. You have to speak that into existence. And even though I had every determination to lose the weight, still somewhere in the back of my mind, I never anticipated that it would happen or that it would happen to the magnitude that it did. And when it did, I was like, uh-oh, no, I'm not ready. Be prepared. Because when it happens, what are you going to do? You also have to write down in that beautiful journal that you have in your toolbox, what it is that you're going to do when you reach your goal. Because when you reach your goal, if it's set in your mind to do, what are you going to do afterwards? What are you going to do with regards to maintenance? Have you started looking into maintenance plans? I think about people who are entrepreneurs and business people. They tell you to think about how you're going to exit your business as you're preparing to start it. What does it look like? Where do you plan to go? It's the same thing with your wellness journey. Where are you seeking to go? When you reach your goal weight, how are you going to go about maintaining it? Because sometimes you get to that goal and we go, shoo, I've made it, I've done it. And then you go back to eating the same way that you used to eat. And then you wind up gaining more weight than what you started at because you didn't have a plan in place for what you were going to do once you reached your goal. What does your maintenance plan look like? Do you need somebody who's going to be able to assist you in that? You don't, what if you want to stop at a certain point? How do you go about eating more, eating less? What does that maintenance look like? Have you spoken to a coach or someone who can help you as you're going through that process? If this is something that you're doing independently. So there are a lot of things that go into this toolbox that can be points of reference for you when you get to a place where you're feeling discouraged. Another thing that you want to put in there is a mirror. Set that way you can see where you're at. Okay, we talked about the camera for taking pictures and capturing it, but it's good to also stand in front of a mirror. So let me be more specific. You can have a mirror for your face, a hand mirror, so you can see your face because you'll see the changes. Most of the time when you're starting to lose weight, you'll see it first in your face. Your face may not be as full. You'll see it right there. So a mirror will tell the tale there. But then you also want to have a full length mirror so that way you can see yourself from head to toe. Okay? And the importance of that is that as you're looking at yourself, you can see changes in your body, but you can also see when things may not be as they should be. You may notice swelling, or you may notice a bruise, or you may notice something, some type of discoloration or some type of rash on your skin. It's important that you take time to look at yourself from head to toe. Okay? And this goes into another aspect of that physical toolbox that you need to have. And having that journal, write down things that you notice different about your body. If you're noticing that something is swelling, or you're noticing that you're seeing bruising, or you're noticing that you're seeing discoloration, a mark, anything like that, you want to be able to bring that to the attention of your primary care physician. Okay? Because the one thing that is important when we talk about our physical being and our health is that we are our biggest advocate. We are the ones that advocate for ourselves when it comes to our health. And you want to be able to do that while you can, not when you're in a space of duress and you're not able to express things that are going on or that your memory doesn't allow you to do that. There are so many aspects of your physical being that you want to be able to advocate for. And so, like I said, go in that mirror and look at yourself from head to toe and make sure that things are looking as they should. Okay. And if something looks out of place or something is wrong, then you can begin to address those things. Okay. You have that journal to write those things down, because when you go to the doctor or whoever your specialist is, you can ask the questions. And if you're like me, I'm in my 50s, I am perimenopausal, I cannot remember anything. Okay. So I write everything down. Okay. And I think about it. If you're making a copay when you go to your doctor and say your copay is $40. Okay. If my copay was $40, I'm asking $40 worth of questions. Okay. I'm just going to tell it like it is. I'm going to ask $40 worth of questions. So I'm going to write down anything that comes to my mind, any questions or concerns that I have, whether I'm going to my optician, whether I'm going to my primary doctor, whether I'm going to any type of podiatrist or specialist, anybody that I'm going to. I'm going to make sure that I write down questions so that I know, so I don't forget to ask what I need to ask. Because isn't it funny how when you go to the doctor, as soon as, they take 5 minutes, you sat there for 20 minutes, you finally went in, you were in there for 5 minutes, and then as soon as you come out and that door closes and it locks behind you, you're like, oh, I forgot to ask this. Oh man, I didn't ask that question. Happens all the time. Okay, so you want to be able to write things down so that way you can ask the questions that you need to ask and be able to record the answers if necessary. It's important that in when we talk about advocating for our health, that we are writing down things so that way, if we need to research anything or if we need to go further, we know the questions to ask. We're prepared. That's something that is important. That is an important thing to put in your toolbox. Anything that you write down so that you can go back and refer to it, when it comes to your health. Just like when we were talking about your fitness pal, being able to go back and refer to what was I eating when things were going good? Am I eating more than I was eating back then? All of these things are critical. Again, having that tape measure when we're not seeing the scale move, and we're able to be able to put the look at me losing my words already. Okay? Being able to take the tape measure and put it around your arms or your legs or your waist and see that progress is still being made. Okay? It's important that we advocate for our health. It's important that we pay attention to our bodies and the changes that are happening to them, and that we're recording that so that when we do get in front of a medical professional, that we can express what it is that's going on or what we've seen, any changes that are going on in our body. Good, bad, or indifferent. We want to be able to acknowledge those things. We want to be able to look in that mirror head to toe and see what it is that's going on in our body. That's something that's so important. Having those pictures are important so that way we have a point of reference, because we can get, it's easy to get discouraged when you don't see things going, because we're making comparisons to what we see going on with others, and that is not a representation of what's happening with us. So like I said, my motivation and my weight loss is me going back and looking at the pictures of where I was and where I am now. Hence the reason why you have so many people doing before and after, because that way you can see where you were and know where you are now and possibly where you're going in the future. Okay, those things are critical. Those things are critical. You want to have, if you're a person that's over 40 or 50, one thing you want to have in your toolbox is weights. Strength training is so important to your wellness. We always hear about cardio. Strength training is important, especially as you age. Okay, because what can happen is you may have weight loss. Say you lost 7 pounds. You're like, wow, yes, I lost 7 pounds. But did you lose 7 pounds of fat, or did you lose 7 pounds of muscle? We don't want to lose muscle. We want to lose fat. And sometimes that's, like I said, you can't gauge that with just a regular bathroom scale. It's important that you know what's going on inside. You may gain weight, but if you've lost visceral, I mean, if you've lost any type of fat, that's going to be good. If you've lost muscle, that's not so good. You're saying, yay, I lost weight, but it was not the right type of weight. You don't want to lose muscle. You want to build muscle so that you can burn fat. So it's important to realize that there's a difference. There is a difference. So you want to be aware of what's going on the inside and not just the surface. Okay? You want that fat to come from around your major organs. You want that fat to come from right under that thin layer of your skin. But you want to gain muscle. So you definitely want to have those weights in there. And little programs like I go on YouTube all the time and put on different and I have different people who I follow so that way I can find out how to use the weights. Go on the beginners or advanced or intermediate types of programs and see what I can do to assist myself there. Okay, you want to be able to do that. You want to also be able to know what your medical history is. That's something that should be in your physical toolbox too. What are some things that you're taking? What are some things that medications that you're taking? What are some ailments that you may have? Do you have high blood pressure? Do you have diabetes? Do you have anything else that's going on with you? I have spinal stenosis. I have to be careful about the exercises that I do. I do a lot of seated exercises and I go online and I found plenty of chair exercises. I have certain people who I follow and I do my exercises in the chair, including my strength training, including some of my cardio that I do. But that's because I'm aware of what's going on with my body. And that's something that I need to be aware of. I can't do all of the exercises that anybody can do. That's why, even as a holistic nutritionist, I'm careful in making sure that I'm catering the meal plans and the exercises and things like that based on what's going on with that individual. It cannot be something that's just blanket across the board because we all have different variables that are going on in our lives that make us different. When I was able to walk on a treadmill, I used to be able to run on the treadmill. Now I can walk for 8 minutes and then sometimes I feel a little tingling sensation in both of my legs and I have to stop. So I can't exercise the way I used to. I have to be able to exercise for what my body can handle right now. And again, that's why it's important for you to know what's going on with your body. Notice when things are different. I noticed when my legs started tingling, and I was like, it's not just one leg, it's both legs. What's going on here? And I went to go and seek help. Same thing with your eyes. Those of us who are over 40, even over 30, we get outside, we're like, we can't drive at night because we can't see. Okay, so I have to make sure that my glasses, I go and I get my eyes checked every year because I need to know what's going on with my eyes. I used to be diabetic. And so, I had an eye doctor who said, "Oh, are you diabetic?" This was before I was diagnosed, because they could see something in my eyes. And so, it's important that we bring those things to our remembrance, and that we write these things down when we notice changes. And it was shortly thereafter that I started wearing glasses, and have been wearing glasses ever since. Because whatever was going on in my body, whatever was going on with my eyes, I noticed a change and I made sure that I brought it to a professional's attention so that that way I could, have a better quality of life. Everything for me, my goal when I wrote in my journal was that I wanted to have a better quality of life. And what does that look like for you? Those are the kinds of questions that you have to ask. What does my wellness journey mean to me? What does quality of life mean to me? What is my why? You think about people who come to me and say, "Oh, well, Kim, I want to lose 20 pounds so I can fit into this dress for this wedding." Okay, so what do you plan on doing after the wedding? Are you going to keep it up? Or do you plan on gaining that weight back? And are you okay with that? So those are the kinds of questions that we have to ask ourselves. Where is it that we're going? And when we get there, what do we want to happen? Do we know what the next step is after that? It's important for us to think of those next steps. You know, I always talk about living in the now, and yes, we want to know what's going on right now, but it is okay to know to look around that corner and say, okay, I see what's coming. Okay. We want to see what's coming. We don't want to just see that hill and not be able to see over it because we don't know if there's a cliff behind it. Okay. But what we do want to do is just say, okay, I know that at that hill there's going to be an area that goes down, and I'm going to be prepared for that. I'm going to keep on walking where I'm walking because I don't want to miss what's happening directly in front of me, but I do want to at least be able to see what's going on there so I can anticipate some things that I may have to do and make some preparations if that's necessary. Okay, so that's something that is critical when we're talking about where we're going, when we're talking about setting goals and plans. You know, this is the beginning of a new year. People are doing resolutions and things of that nature. And they say, well, I want to do this. We're talking about people hitting the gym and doing all kinds of things like that. And then things start to fizzle out because the novelty of it all wears off because there's been some ill planning. You know, one thing that you want to think about when you're talking about your wellness journey and when you're talking about the physical is, you know, where is it that I want to be? What is it that I hope to achieve? And once I achieve it, you know, what are going to be my next steps? You have to plan. You have to think about what it's going to look like when you get there. And if you don't know what it's going to look like when you get there, then you're going to wind up reverting back to what you used to do, what was comfortable. So those are things that are important. Do you have do you have the proper containers for if you're going to eat a certain way? Have you thought about meal planning? Have you thought about cookbooks? Do you know any recipes? Are there certain supplies that you need in your kitchen, in your quote unquote kitchen toolbox? Do you want to juice? Do you have a juicer? Do you have a food processor? Do you have those types of tools that you need so that you can be successful when planning your meals? I think the biggest challenge for me was, you know, being able to plan my meals and or have them at the ready. That was a big thing for me. I did not always plan my meals. And so what happens is I would get hungry. And then because I didn't know what I wanted, I got into analysis paralysis. So I can't eat this, and I'm not supposed to have this. And oh my gosh, so what am I going to eat? And I'm not ready. And I only got an hour to eat. And where am I going to go? I'm going to go for the fast food. Then you wind up going and eating something that's off your plan, and now you're like, oh man, I messed up for the day. And then you just continue on that slippery slope. Okay. And that's something that's important. You have to be able to plan your meals. You have to be able to think about what it is that you're going to have set that way. In your desperation, you don't just grab anything. You know, we want to always have something at the ready, so that when we're hungry, whether it be spiritually or physically, what can we reach for in our toolbox that's going to nourish us? So in our toolbox, we may want to have a protein bar. Not that that's something that we want to have often, but we want to have something so that way it will carry us to we can get to a place where we can have a sensible meal. So that's something else that we can put in our physical toolbox. Those are things that we want to take into consideration as we're building, as we're growing, as we're on these journeys. It's going to be so important that we take the time to make the proper preparations, that we're putting the proper tools in place Because when we don't have what we need, sometimes it becomes an expense. Sometimes it can lead to more damage than good when it was just important for us to start putting things in place. Because the one thing I want us to remember is that we want to be in a place of responding as opposed to reacting. Because when we react, we haven't taken the time to think about or formulate what it is that we need to do to resolve that problem. So we're acting out of anger or we're acting out of frustration. And that's not a place that we want to be. We want to be able to think about those things and say, okay, I've thought about this. I've anticipated the fact this may happen, and this is how I've prepared myself. Whether it be a phone call to someone to kind of talk you in off the ledge, whether it be, like I said, if you're hungry, whether it be a little protein bar that's in your bag. So now you have something that's going to tide you over until you can make a smarter decision. You know, if you're just feeling today, I'm just not feeling like I'm where I need to be on the physical level. Go back and look at some of those pictures and see where you were. And remember what that felt like. And how are you feeling today? And if you make that assessment and you realize that, I don't feel like I'm feeling good. I feel a little better than I did, but I'm still not feeling that great. Now you can start the process of saying, okay, these are some things that I need to do so I can get back to feeling better. Okay? Some tools are already in your toolbox. You may have been there before. Sometimes it's a matter of dusting some of those things off, polishing them up a little bit, changing them or tweaking them. Okay? Because sometimes we tend to say, oh, well, you know, I tried that already. And, you know, I lost weight and I did that before and I tried it before and it didn't work. Well, yeah, it did work, but maybe there are some things about it that you need to tweak now so that it can work again. So some things we can go back and revisit. We may just have to put a little bit of a different spin on it because we're in a different place or we're in a different mindset. So never be in the place where you say, oh, well, you know, I tried that before and it worked for a little while and then it didn't work. Well, what caused it not to work? Ask yourself the questions. So there are things that we may need to go back to. There may be things that we need to restore. Okay? There may be some things that need to be completely rehabilitated. There may be some things that we can restore that worked for us once and can work for us again with just a few minor tweaks, with just a little bit more knowledge. Again, because when we know better, we do better. Okay? It doesn't mean that we were doing things wrong. We just learned that there's a better way to do it, or there may be a little tweak to it that's going to take us to that next level. So these are all things that we want to consider as we're building our toolbox. There are so many other things that can go into your physical toolbox, and that's where the beauty of that toolbox is that it's individual to you. You're going to fill it again with those things that you can reach back for that are going to work for you. So I can't sit here and make the toolbox for you. I can tell you about things that can go in your toolbox that will be helpful. Okay, but then it's up to you to make it your own. Add things to it that I may not have talked about, or find things that may be on a different level. Okay? There are all different kinds of scales out there that you can use. There are all different kinds of tools that you can use to measure your body. There's all kinds of journals out there that have different things in it, all kinds of programs out there that will help you with monitoring your steps and your heart rate and things like that. There are all kinds of programs out there that can help you with your calorie counting and being able to track your food. All of those things are important. All of those things are going to go in your toolbox and they're going to be specific to you. So that's it for your physical toolbox. We've talked about your spiritual toolbox. This week we talked about your physical toolbox. And next week we're going to talk about the things that go into your mental toolbox. All of these toolboxes are coming together because it's different aspects of your life that each toolbox is going to address. And it's going to be important to make sure that you have the right tycoon for the job. So, like I said, that'll do it for this edition of the How Now podcast. Be sure again to like, follow, share, and subscribe. Go to the website, www.hownowpodcast.com. And again, pick your favorite podcast platform or go to the How Now YouTube channel. And there we have a playlist. Make sure you check on the playlist. I have one there that is called Tuesday Tuesday, and that's to help with those who are looking to fill their spiritual toolbox. And that's where we focus on a scripture verse or a few verses of the week. And that's just something for you to reflect on or to take a deeper dive into. So there are so many ways that we are going to be talking about filling each one of our toolboxes this year. And I hope that this one was a good one for you as well, something that you can put in your toolbox and start it so that way your wellness walk is what you want it to be. Okay, so that'll do it for this week of the for this edition of the How Now podcast, where we talk about how to live in the now. And until I see you all the next time, I say peace.